In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Marvel, O heaven and earth, at the glory of your God. He who created all things, and fills all things, and rules all things, also possesses all glory, honor, and majesty. No one surpasses him, no one compares to him. He alone is God, he alone is holy. And today we see the fullness of his glory. Israel caught a small glimpse of his glory as that pillar of cloud led them through the Red Sea on dry ground. And they caught yet another small glimpse of his glory as he descended on Mount Sinai. Thick clouds, dark clouds, lightning, thunder, an earthquake, a crescendoing trumpet, the voice of the archangel, God came down in a consuming fire. Later, the glory of the Lord filled the temple, or filled the tabernacle, and fire shot out from the Lord's presence to consume the burnt offerings. Solomon also saw a small glimpse of the Lord's glory as a cloud filled the temple and fire fell down from heaven to consume his sacrifice. Elijah also saw a small glimpse of the Lord's glory as he stood on Mount Carmel with his waterlogged sacrifice consumed by heavenly fire. Then there's Isaiah's vision and Ezekiel's and Daniel's. They describe impossible structures, a robe filling the temple, angelic songs shaking the very foundations of heaven, wheels intersecting wheels covered in eyes, and a man sitting on a flaming throne. Indeed, the Lord is glorious. Our minds conjure up images of such glory. We want it to be something unique, something mysterious, something that impresses the eyes, intrigues our minds, heightens our emotions, power, strength, control, majesty. We have seen his glory, writes the apostle who stood at the foot of a cross. To see Jesus is to see the glory of God, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. He is the glory of God wrapped in flesh. These past visions and revelations have reached their grand climax. The shadows of the tabernacle and temple are fulfilled in his body, for the Word became flesh. All Old Testament revelations of God pale in comparison to Mary's nursing infant. Glory in humility. He is made subject to the universe that he ordered. The laws of nature control him. The ways of men define him. He must eat and drink and relieve himself. He must dress to stay warm, stoke a fire, lock the door, and flee to Egypt. As we need to survive, so he also needed the same things to survive. He was made like us in every way. His divinity is not transformed into the humanity, no. He remains pure and holy in his Godhead, unchanging in his divinity. But he assumes the humanity. He takes it up into the Godhead. So to see Jesus is to see the fullness of God in all his glory. Thus the angels tell the shepherds to search for a baby, the flesh and blood. His glory is in the Bethlehem fields, but that too is but a small glimpse of the glory that they will find in a manger. He came to glorify God by carrying out the work God had given. Through him, God's brilliance will radiate to all nations. In him, God meets people to forgive and set free. So he speaks of the kingdom of God. He multiplies loaves. He heals the sick and raises the dead. He's transfigured before them. But do not forget what Moses and Elijah talked with him about on that Mount of Transfiguration. They talked about his upcoming death at Jerusalem. The hour had come for the Son of Man to be glorified. The divine kernel must fall to the ground and die to give life to all. He will be lifted up and draw all men to himself. So nowhere does he show greater omnipotent power and glory and strength and majesty than in bearing the sins of the world. If you want to understand God, if you want to see his glory, view the cross. His glory is his grace, and his grace leads to your salvation. He wants all to be saved, so he comes as brother to all. God loves the world. Yes, each blade of grass testifies to his love. Each ray of sunlight testifies to his goodness. But greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Who forced him to take our sins? Who coerced him to walk the way? Who compelled him to stretch out his hands? Glory to God in the highest, for God has come to be our sacrifice. Peace on earth, for he rides his humble donkey to save man and to glorify God. He crushed the devil and we have hope. He died and we have joy. He drowned our flesh in a crimson flood gushing from his side and we have life. In destruction we find salvation. Sing for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests, and all you trees, for the Lord has spilled his blood. God has redeemed his people. Lord, show me your glory. Moses asked, even as he saw Sinai's theophany. But no one can see God's face and live. So God tucked Moses away in the cleft of a rock and put his hand over him. After he had passed by, he removed his hand and allowed Moses to see his back. And Moses saw the glory of the Lord hanging on a tree. He saw God is man to deliver man. So the cross is the mark of Christianity. The cross stays up all year. It is front and center. For God has no greater glory than redeeming his people by his own blood. We have seen his glory, writes the apostle, who saw blood and water gushing from his side to cleanse all nations. Praise the Lord, you people of God. Sing with the angels, holy, 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 Lord God of heavenly hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory, for his salvation has gone to the ends of the earth. We who are foreigners to the promise of Abraham by blood have been made children of Abraham and heirs of the promise by grace. Once we were far off, now we have been brought near. To God alone be the glory. He has enlarged the nations. He has given faith to men. He has numbered us as like the stars of the sky and the sand on the seashore. Heaven rejoices over one sinner who repents. The church praises God for each baptism, for each person pulled from the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of light. He loves the unlovable and saves the worthless. He picks us up out of the sewage and cleanses us off with his blood. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. For a far greater brilliance shines in the darkness of Good Friday than in any Old Testament theophany. In Christ we see the glory of God. In Christ we discover the Trinity. So the glory of God continues to radiate from his divine face as he comes to us in lowly bread and wine. And this is a far greater revelation of God than any Old Testament theophany as well. Still humble, still lowly, still for our salvation. We have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. A blessed Christmas to you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.